Oh, this is fun. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Anthony Cumia, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
Morning.
The last time I spoke to you, you were knocking tin during the day, lead singer of a local rock band at night. Anything exciting happened to you since then?
No. It's been nothing? Pretty dull since then. 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I used to come up there and do your show every so often with my brother and the rest of the band. And then I got a gig with Opie, on Long Island. And then we went up to Boston, we back to New York, getting fired all over the country.
And, do you have a favorite firing? Or are they like children? They're all very special.
In their own way, yes.
Yes, they're all very, very special. The mayor of Boston was the first one, and that was I hold that close to my heart when we said the mayor of Boston was dead, and they took us to the Connecticut border in Massachusetts and just said, please
goodbye,
Commonwealth.
You know, my favorite part of that was right before you got fired, you had to, I guess management told you, well, you have to go out and apologize. And you guys are apologizing on camera like, we're sorry. It was so not, you were not sorry.
It was so insincere. It was the worst apology ever. And it was kind of the, I don't know, one of the first apologies of shock jocks over the years. So I look at that as a piece of history.
Yeah, groundbreaking. But, yeah.
The apology groundbreaking.
You know what you didn't say? You didn't say, I'm sorry if you're offended. You did say you're sorry, but clearly didn't mean it.
No, we did not mean it. And subsequently, we would not mean any apology throughout all the years. It was an astounding career that myself and Opie had over the course of the years. I got to tell you, you are one of the champions, you guys, of tiptoeing the minefield of FM radio. I can't believe how many years you guys have been doing this, and you're still on the air. It's amazing.
I know.
Congrats.
Well, every day I walk in and my card key works. Right? I'm like, holy crap, another day.
Yep. Haven't hit that one minefield yet.
But can I say, for the few people who don't know about your, you know, beginnings or whatever, you went in a short period of time from knocking tin to hosting one of the most listened to radio shows in the country. Your salary was in the millions, so you were highest paid. You were on David Letterman. You were the face of XFL. I mean, it wasn't just you went from Long Island to Boston to New York. It was superstardom.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was a crazy run. And you're right. I was doing construction 1 week, and then the next week I was in L.A. and we were interviewing people for the Oscars, and I'm just sitting there looking at people's faces going, do they know that a week ago I was in an attic?
When they shake my hand, they'll know.
yeah, my calloused cut hands.
Right.
But yeah, we're driving up to Massachusetts after we got the gig. I took my tin knocking tools and threw them out on 95 in Connecticut. I just threw them out the window, hoping I would never have to buy them again.
That's it. You were burning the ships and taking the island.
Right. Or hit a winch behind you.
Yeah. Just not looking back, as they say.
When you were in Boston, our now vice president of programming was an intern at BCN, and his job was to write down everything you guys said.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of writing.
Oh,
so,
God.
Did you know that was even happening?
We had heard rumors of that. And you guys know from when you get an FCC complaint or something, the transcript comes to you. It always looks a lot worse written down than it sounded when you said it on the air.
Right. There's never
when
any
you read
tone.
It, you go, yeah. I couldn't have said that.
I said that part with love.
Right. You didn't hear the snarkiness in my voice when I said it.
I was just kidding.
And Paul Mercurio, who comes on the show on a regular basis, he was part of that whole
infamous
your first firing in New York,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes, he was. There was, it was an event that we would do every year, and it was people would, let's just say, do inappropriate things with each other, a boyfriend and girlfriend, in public places in New York. And he was one of the spotters that we had to confirm that they were actually doing these acts in public places. And some dummy put a church on the list. And
the church.
Well, the church of churches in New York, which was St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oops.
And a couple went in there and did something, let's just say.
They sinned.
Yeah. And that was the end of our New York portion of our career. We were then cast off to satellite radio, which then also said, well, a little too much. I thought satellite would be safe. I thought there was no way we could get fired from there. But
you found a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you could catch me on. You could catch me on CB Channel 19, where I do.
What's your handle?
Yeah.
Anthony Cumia is on, and Comedians of the Compound playing tomorrow.
Yep.
This looks like a tremendous show.
That's
We're linked
awesome.
Up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com, WallStreetTheater.com. Your life is really, I don't want to say a Netflix special because they're a little too woke to have your life on there.
Yes,
but isn't
true.
That wouldn't that be a movie? Have you pitched this to anybody?
It's been, I put a book out a couple of years ago called Permanently Suspended. And it's really kind of the timeline of going from Tin Knocking and being a, pretty much Long Island white trash, me and my wife, who was at the time bartending. I don't have the wife anymore. That went south, like my gigs.
Like your tools. You left it
on 95 somewhere.
It's out on 95.
Somewhere
out the window.
On a median. On a median on 95.
It's okay. Yeah. It's in the grass. It's okay.
It was I was subsequently fired from being a husband too. So I left that gig, but the book covers all of that. And, I think it would make an interesting, movie because, it is a hell of a story. It's one of these things that I don't think, anyone could look at and say, wow, that really happened. No one just gets plucked from a construction job and obscurity and dropped into the opportunity to become a huge radio show that Opie and myself were. And it's interesting.
I'm sure everybody says, oh, I knew you were going to be a big thing. You would come on and do these parody songs and do the voices. And I'm like, this guy's tremendously talented.
Oh, yeah.
But it was when we were at Toad's Place and you guys performed our Halloween show. And
oh,
you guys,
God,
do you remember what you guys did?
Yes. We was that the night we hung ourselves on stage?
Yes. It looked so real.
That would be your attention.
That the whole place, 700 people, went quiet. Like, we just watched a double suicide.
Even the drummer?
Yeah. The drummer had a hard time getting playing while in a noose. But it was, we figured it would look very interesting if the curtains opened up. We were doing the gig, and we were all hanging by the neck, a few feet off the ground, singing, playing guitars, and doing songs for the first song of the night. And logistically, it was a little hard to do because, we couldn't really hang ourselves. So we were standing in a loop through pants, painter's pants and what have you. We used to really put a lot of thought to these things, explosions on stage and things like that back when you could do that.
When I saw that's when I knew that you guys would find a way to make it.
Yeah, there was no way I was staying in Tin Knocking. I would have dropped.
You were motivated.
You hated it.
I was very motivated.
One more thing before I let you go. We do a break. Show's tomorrow, Wall Street Theater.
Go to it.
We're linked up.
Yeah.
I went to your Instagram. I'm now a follower. It's A. Cumia. There's cat fights on there, but different cats than I would expect cat fights. These are real cats. There's a lot of cats on there.
There's no
lots
false advertising. Cat,
a lot of cats.
Cat fighting.
Yeah.
I've learned over the years of being on social media that putting cats on your social media is the only way I can possibly not get thrown off of that platform. Instagram is the only platform I've not been tossed from. So I will continue just putting little Beavis and Neo up on there, fighting, eating, playing, fetching, whatever it is, because anything else I seem to do gets me in terrible trouble. So.
There was one clip, though. I thought he might get in trouble for this one. Uh-oh. The cat is trying to eat knives.
Ethan knives up there. It's there are a couple of Bengal cats. They're fun to play around
That's
with.
Awesome.
But, yeah, it's the only safe bet I have. I've been kicked off of every single other social media platform.
Yeah, so you're off Twitter.
What,
did that happen recently or back when you got fired from Sirius?
It was so many times. I've been kicked off of Twitter a few times. I get other accounts and then I get kicked off again. The latest one has kind of, but I can't even plug it because it's secret.
Oh,
if I put it out there, they'll take it down.
Right, just find it. People.
Yeah,
incognito.
Right,
just look for the Beavis and
Twitter's
Neo
tweets. Pretty good show prep.
Well, great to talk to you. I'd love to. There's so many questions. Love to catch
up. Oh man,
there.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, 8 o'clock, tickets available. Mm-hmm. You could either go in person or stream it, which. That's what I'm going to do because I could sit home and drink my ass off.
It's on the way.
I go to the gigs and do the same thing. Drink alcohol. It's a lot of fun. We go out there. It's Aaron Berg, Gino Bisconti, Don Jameson, Chrissy Mayer, Pat Dixon, myself, special guests. And we go out because, I mean, we've been cooped up for a year now. People need to get out to especially comedy clubs and have a great time. Sit, have some beers with us. We, get up on stage, do comedy that a lot of people would consider very politically incorrect. And we have a great time when we've been doing these. We're doing them all over the country, Cleveland, Austin, Texas. In May, I'm doing Joe Rogan's show and then doing the comedy shows in Austin. So people are really, really having a good time with these things. So come out, Wall Street Theater, tomorrow night.
Awesome.
The thing about the streaming is, when you do a live show, mm-hmm. The people bought the ticket. They know what they're signing up for. And when you're streaming, yeah. Aunt Betty might walk into the room.
Right.
So there is that element of that boomerang could come back at you.
Danger.
The clip could end up on the internet.
We've been bonked in the head by plenty of boomerangs over the years, so we're pretty used to it.
Anthony, great hearing your voice. Congratulations on all your success. Going to be a great show tomorrow night. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, brother.
Very cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.